Weekday mornings from 10 on 98FM. Delish. 98FM.
It is our tastiest bit of the show and it is back for 2026. It's Dublin Delish with the one and only Russell Alford.
Hello, I love being called a tasty bit.
You are a tasty bit. Are we still saying Happy New Year to
Just about.
Maybe the last day of it.
Yes.
Russell produces the show. Russell also is one half of Gastrogaze and Sunday Times, a restaurant critic as well. So a man who knows a thing or two about food.
Allegedly.
You've got the credential.
Yes,
Russell.
Absolutely.
Are we going somewhere? Are we having something today? What are we thinking?
Today we're going to go a bit different. It's the first Dublin Delish of 2026. So we're going to look into the crystal ball that's wrapped in brown paper like a bag of chips instead. And we're going to look ahead at the different things I predict could be on trend happening around the Dublin and Irish food scene for the year ahead, okay?
Right, so some predictions. Okay, yes. This is going to be interesting.
So I'm going to start off. I don't know if you've seen this trend on TikTok and Instagram of burgers. Currently, instead of being handheld, they are now being served on oval dishes, smothered in sauce and cut in half, so that the exposed bit is smothered in like a peppercorn sauce or a cheesy sauce.
Oh.
And then it's kind of like dipped in, so it's always moist and wet.
It sounds delectable, but it sounds very messy as well.
Incredibly.
But is it right that the messier the food, the better?
Always.
Well, then, we're fans.
If you're wearing a white shirt to an Italian restaurant, you deserve to have to get it washed by a professional. There was a place on Drury Street, very close to us here at 90LFM, called Bootleg. It's now called Ray Momo, which is a Brazilian restaurant. They serve their burgers like this. About a year and a half ago, so they were really on trend, or pre-trend, you might say.
Ahead of the curve.
Yes, very much so. That's the more common expression than what I just tried to call,
I still understood you.
So I'm reckoning that we're going to see this with essentially dunked and sauced burgers.
Okay, does it have a name? This kind of method.
No, I can't find a name for anywhere.
Russell,
so
give it a name right now.
I'm calling it dunked and sauced.
Okay, very original.
We're going to go with that. Now moving on to probably things in and around the more pizza-y end, but also just generally condiment. Are you a fan of hot honey?
Yes, absolutely. And especially on pizza as well.
Yes.
Delish.
It's amazing on pizzas. I only recently had a beautiful pizza in Reggie's in Rathmines. And I had amazing hot honey on there as well.
I really want to go there. It's always booked out.
It's a beautiful spot. I got a last minute table. Anyway, okay. I reckon hot honey is over. I think it's done. I think
okay,
it's
this is a big claim.
I think it's going to exist and continue, and it has its places, but I think we're getting into overload territory.
Do you think that it's kind of being overdone on too many sorts of foods,
yes,
and this is why it's going to happen?
And the reason I feel this way is because Crunchy Nut Corn Flakes launched a hot honey version as a limited edition.
I heard this.
Wrong. So I think that that's kind of a little bit out.
Oh, okay.
But moving in is Mr. Ranch. A ranch dressing, very American, very tangy, has its roots in California. I reckon 2026 is a year of ranch.
Wow, okay, that's a shout. I don't think I've ever had ranch before, but listen, if this is the prediction and the way that the trend is going to go, I'll have it.
Absolutely. If you're ever in Dunn's, there's a fantastic one in the Simply Better range.
Ooh, nice.
I'm just going to recommend that for you there now. Chips.
Yes.
Just generally chips.
Are they staying,
they're
please?
They're staying, don't worry. But they're going to get fancier. I think they're going to get fancier. There's a place called Street Fries, just off Grafton Street.
Mm-hmm.
Open up towards the end of 2025. They're doing the Belgian-style fries, which is cooked in beef fat, so it has extra flavour.
Yummy.
You toss them in the air. They are very, very crispy. They're twice fried. They're amazing. And they're all topped and different things like that. But you'd get a cone of them instead of a bag of them.
I had them when I went to Belgium, actually.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they're magical
delish.
There. They're
and,
so
like,
good.
There's so many stands there because it's nearly like a delicacy for them.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you think it's coming over here?
I reckon that we're going to see more and more gourmet chips, and we're going to use things like beef dripping in particular for the extra flavour.
Listen, I've had it before. I'm here for it.
Absolutely. I think rotisserie chickens are going to be the thing.
Ooh, okay.
All of these things are going to be the thing.
Just on its own? Are we putting it in sandwiches, rolls?
I'm predicting that rotisserie chickens are going to be like main menu items in restaurants. So you're going to be able to get half a bird, chips and salad very, very easily. It's already taken off in London and in New York.
Oh.
And usually when, you know, they have the flu, we catch the cold type of thing. So
yes.
I reckon that this is very much going to be on the way as well. And then savoury pastries.
give me an example of a savoury pastry.
So this would be like a Danish, but instead of it being like a creme anglaise or like a sweet filling, it's going to be like at Christmas time, there was places that were doing a bacon and cabbage type of pastry instead.
Oh,
yeah.
Is a jambon an example of a savoury pastry?
Yes, I would say so.
Okay.
Yes, so
I love jambons.
Yes.
Okay.
So we're going to see this. So all those bakeries, like Bread 41, Scale, Blossom, and what's the one? Una in Ranelagh as well. All of them. Many of them do these already.
Yeah.
So we're going to see more of them.
Okay.
I think we're going to go into a savoury era when it comes to our pastries.
Russell, I think I'm happy with everything that you're predicting so far.
Absolutely.
Like, the only thing maybe I'm like, oh, I miss that is the hot honey.
It'll still exist.
It'll still be there,
it just
though.
Just won't be cool.
That is the main thing. Well, listen, we're going to come back to this at the end of 2026.
I can't wait.
And see how it comes. Russell, thank you so much. And that is Dublin Delish for this week.
Leanne Hanifin on 98FM. The 98FM Lowdown. With Persil Wonder Wash Dazzling White Liquid Detergent. Wipes that wow in just 15 minutes. 98FM.
And the woman to bring us all of it is Entertainment Emer. Welcome.
We are going to talk about the queen of every single century. Oh my God, Celine Dion.
Oh, we love her so much.
We love Celine. Now, she does have a TikTok account and has been active for quite a while, but she said that her team has been like, no, Celine, we're not dealing with it anymore.
Oh.
This is all you now. And her kids have encouraged her to make more videos of herself, and this is her first video of her.
This is the first video.
The first video of her just talking and being herself.
Okay.
My name is Celine. I got kids.
We have to get you on TikTok and all that. And I'm like,
what?
On TikTok. I've heard that before. Suddenly I'm becoming cool. Celine Dion is cool. TikTok, here I come.
Celine Dion has always been cool.
She's always been cool. I don't know who told her she wasn't, because, oh my God.
I mean, like, how many followers has she got?
She already has 4.2 million because her team has been dealing with it, but it's just been pictures of her at her concerts and stuff like that.
Not really.
They're putting up generic stuff just for the sake of having her on TikTok.
Literally, I want a day in the life of Celine Dion because
she has a shoe wardrobe. Do you know, but it's automated.
Do you not, Emer?
I know. Okay, I have a shoe shelf. I was inspired. But this
definitely
shoe,
not a wardrobe. Very different.
I wish. But it's basically this iPad where she picks out what shoe she wants and it comes around on a conveyor belt.
I mean,
can you get more iconic?
How the other half live? Are we going to be seeing Celine Dion doing like TikTok dances
and
trends?
So
that's the content I'm here for as well.
Yeah.
I will be in agreement with you in saying, like, while you know, videos of her performing, like, they're all nice, right? I can go to YouTube for them. I want her lip syncing, lip sync to a trending sound on TikTok. Celine,
get those views.
Yes.
Get those views.
Moving on, the cast for Love Island All Stars has been revealed.
It's very exciting because we do have two ex-winners. So Millie Court, who won back in 2021, and then also Jess Harding, who won back in 2023, are going to be featuring on it. But more importantly, Ireland's very own Jack Keating.
Yes, we love Jack.
We are so excited for it. And we have a bit of an exclusive interview going on here.
Oh, let's have a listen.
I didn't really know what to expect going in as well, because I never really watched the show before. I watched a few like clips on TikTok and stuff like that. Now I watch it every single year.
I mean, we are rooting for Jack big time, right? Jack, disclaimer, Emer and I actually know personally. He's one of our colleagues, one of our friends. He is the nicest person that you could meet. You may also know him because his dad is a very famous pop singer called Ronan Keating. Jack was in Love Island a couple of years ago. I can't remember what year. I think 2019.
Something like that. And he went to Casa Amor.
Casa Amor and was in there for 5 days.
Yeah. And so, that was it. He didn't match up with anybody. God love him. He didn't find any love. But hopefully this time he does. And I just think it's iconic the fact that he said that he had no clue what he was getting into.
I know. Like, sure, yeah, we'll do it for the crack.
Yeah, like,
why do we do anything?
Strictly Come Dancing. What? Dancing? What do I know?
Yes.
I don't know how to dance.
It doesn't matter, though. It doesn't matter. All the best for Jack. We are rooting for him. And hopefully he does find love. Finally, then, this morning, Emer, speaking of love, there's a kind of weirdness going on with exes.
This is so odd. Now, Jennifer Aniston obviously has a new man. And he's a hypnotherapist.
Yeah, I think he's into like meditation and stuff like that as well.
Stuff. She wants to introduce him to Brad Pitt, her ex-husband.
Sorry, what?
Yes.
Sorry, Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt are still in touch.
Yeah, so sources have spilled and they said that Brad is not someone who Jen sees all the time that often, but they are still good friends and their lives are intertwined.
What? Okay, I get that if you have kids, you have to stay in each other's lives for the kids' sake. But they don't have any, right?
And Hollywood is so big.
But also, Brad Pitt left Jennifer Aniston for Angelina Jolie. Like, it was one of the biggest things in the world in the noughties.
Yes.
So you're telling me that they are still on friendly terms after all of that?
Literally. And like her new man, Jim Curtis, has apparently said that he's really excited to meet Brad. He's heard a lot about him from Jen.
What? What, like, what actual current partner would say that about someone's ex?
I don't know.
I
would be checking her phone every night. I have her location. I'd be like, what? Imagine, you cannot compare it to Brad Pitt. No matter what. You have Jennifer Aniston in the palm of your hands.
Oh, my goodness.
And she's like, here's my ex.
No, why? What? And why? And all the questions behind this.
Bizarre.
Bizarre is the word for it, Eva.
Yeah.
Listen, if there's any more on that story, please do fill us in again.
I will.
Leanne Hanifin, weekdays from 10 a.m. Yeah. on 98 FM.